situation is improving. Unfortunately, interaction between various Iraqi groups and the national unity that they are, the importance that they are attaching to it, they're paying further attention to national unity. So a campaign against terrorism is kind of enhanced in Iraq. So regarding political interactions and developments, the foreign ministry has also had some talks with neighboring countries. There, precisely and sensitively, we have been following the Iraq issues just because of both because of the good relations we have with our neighborly country and also because of terrorism. We are one of the countries that's always actually expressed its concern regarding the issue. And since the very beginning of the crisis, we just said that the issue of Iraq is the issue of terrorism, and it should not be actually taken into account in a different way. So terrorism should not be a lever for elections and the political process to be overshadowed, undermined because of terrorism. So hopefully, given the vigilance and awareness of the Iraqi people and tapping into all the national capacities and the capabilities inside Iraq, this critical situation, they will leave this behind and terrorists will be overcome. This requires the international community to act upon its duties more than any other time in the past. Everyone should help so that Iraq could exit from this situation. This could be an example. If terrorism in Iraq is uprooted or scrapped, this could help the ground to be paved for establishment of democracy in the region. Well, it requires everyone to help and join in and pitch in and to help the process that could be instrumental and could contribute to the enhancement of Iraq national unity. Ms. Avamanish. I also have two questions for you. U.S. Secretary of State has said in an interview that to do with the talks and that we have had with Iran, we prevented Iran from accessing nuclear weapons. And like always, we're active in stopping Iran to access nukes. Now, during the course of negotiations, how and these comments made, how do you evaluate these? And also, regarding the Iraq developments, the Prime Minister of Autonomous Kurdistan Region had announced that this autonomous Sunni populated region could be established in Iraq, and that we didn't think that Iraq could push things forward like previously. That's what he said. How does Iran look at this? Now, as for the first question, it's quite clear in the past 10 years, since there was this really unnecessary or imposed crisis in the region in the name of military and nuclear activities, we said that this is totally baseless. Iran never has any program to that end, and we don't plan to access those points made, like military ends by our nuclear program. These are all unfounded. At the same time, we firmly believe, and there's also this religious decree or fatwa that we have, that proliferation and stockpiling and making use or proliferation of any weapons of mass destruction is banned. So we believe that both ideologically, religiously, politically, and legally, so they're all accurately and expressly stating our stance regarding nukes. So in the negotiations, we also will help the Iranian nuclear program to stabilize, and also part of the logical concerns of the International Committee to be removed. So this is the path of the negotiations that's been ongoing in that direction, so that this peaceful nuclear activities could be stabilized, our nuclear rights could be actually restored, and so that the International Committee could also make sure that what we have been doing in the past 10 years, and we've always announced that we don't have any non-peaceful program when it comes to the nuclear program. And I think that we have so much evidence, solid evidence in this regard, including the reports, frequent reports of the IAEA, and they have asserted by various heads of the agency that there is no document or proof pertaining to military ends or non-peaceful activity. So these evidence need to be further paid attention to and relied upon. If there is serious attention to these documents and evidence, the right step would be taken in the confidence building process, which is part of the process of these negotiations. Now, as for your second question, the fact that we're hopeful that such interpretations that would fan Iraq, that would say that Iraq will not go back to the previous situation. This is an interpretation that they want a weak Iraq in the region. That's what these statements and interpretations mean. These are by ill wishers and those who have ill intentions regarding Iraq. So all races and ethnic groups in Iraq, they want unity. So one peace and unified Iraq, a strong Iraq, could stand against terrorism. So the Iraq's constitution is also a strong and solid foundation and basis for continuation of the movement toward having an Iraq which is unified and in one peace and integrated. So through enhancing national unity and preserving it, this process that is trying to undermine and weaken Iraq would come to an end. And hopefully we'll see an Iraq which is integrated and solid and strong in the region. And we hope that this process, with the cooperation of all regional countries, could be pushed forward. Ms. Ismaili. Well, to start with, we reporters were able to bring our mobile phones and tablets inside the meeting. Oh, thank God. Now, before the Nowruz, this was what we asked for. So I would like to thank you for that, and hopefully we'll continue using our means and tools of our work. Well, now you have access to, you have been given access because you just, or you just brought them. We just wanted a Wi-Fi to be set up here for you so you could also send out your news. This is, you can also ask for this, but don't ask about this next week, presser. Now, can I ask my question now? Yeah, please go ahead. Now, two questions. Mr. Ghashabi, last week told our reporter in Parliament that he will represent the foreign ministry in order to deal with properties of Alexandria in other countries. And will he represent the foreign ministry, and what is he going to do? Now, second question regarding our nuclear negotiations. You explained, I have two little questions, if Mr. Zarif, from the very beginning to the end of the talks, will he be attending the negotiations last night among the principals fraction in Parliament? He said that he will have negotiations in Brussels. Are the negotiations going to continue in Brussels? Or is Mr. Zarif going to go to Parliament again to offer further explanations or not? Well, which one do I start with? Regarding Mr. Khashoggi, there is this memo that we received in the foreign ministry that asking for a nominating representative. Well, bureaucratically, the consular department and then the parliamentary department in the foreign ministry usually deals with such issues. Now, if it is Mr. Khashoggi or another person, it's in his domain of activity. Now, there are some other domains that we cooperate mutually. This is some recent memo now that there has been said why the foreign ministry has not done anything. You know, this was based on the inaccurate information. Now, the foreign ministry, before this memo just came in, we had some contacts with embassies. Some information not inside the country, a group of people were pursuing it. That foreign ministry also got linked to them and then pursued the things. So by attending the meetings and pursuit of follow-up activities, we can give more information to the relevant commission. Now, as for the negotiations, it's anticipated that Mr. Zarif will be attending the negotiations questions, just like the previous rounds. Things will go on. I'll go on the venue if it's in Brussels. I'm not sure if this is correct. So we know that the negotiations will start in Vienna on the 11th of June. Now, if there's going to be any new decision, we should wait to see if things change. Will Mr. Zaev also go back to Parliament to offer explanations? Because last week we heard that he needs to go to the Parliament and offer explanations. When do you mean? Last week the MPs had such a plea that Mr. Zaev go there and offer explanations regarding negotiations. Well, any time frame for this to do? We don't have anything at hand now. Well, in due time, well, let you know. But you should know that yesterday Mr. Rakhchi attended the parliamentary commission and the negotiating team and the other parts regarding the Geneva Agreement. There were some, and other officials had some meetings with the negotiators. They offered some explanations and the implementation of things, the process of things, and also the whole package in the petrochemical activities, the banking sector. Discussions have been made. So this actual dissemination of information, all of these, actually, the department is being notified of all the activities now. If necessary, most definitely, for Mrs. Zaev will also attend Parliament if necessary. Yeah, because you first said that you made the compliment, so you can ask more. Well, the Foreign Relations Council is going to, this week or soon, is there a representative from that negotiating team will be attending in that meeting? If you mean as a member or the person who's going to offer explanations or the one who's invited? I think in the previous round it was the same way. Anytime the Strategic Council had any plans or any requests, there has been this cooperation between that council and the foreign ministry. Now in the new round, if there is going to be such a plan, definitely the foreign ministry will be cooperating with all bodies and organizations inside the country. We have good relations. So far, no invitation made. As far as we speak so far, no invitation has been made. But what will happen later on?
You've been listening to the press conference coming from the Foreign Ministry Office here in Tehran. A spokeswoman, Ms. Marzieh Afkham, covering a wide range of subjects, but the two most important ones that she covered repeatedly. One was Iraq and terrorism, and two, Iran's nuclear talks, P5 plus one. She talked again, she reiterated the importance of international cooperation in combating terrorism, that terrorism knows no borders or boundaries. So it is something that has to be a collective effort, and that those right now, the terrorists, the main goal is actually weakening Iraq. And that, of course, is an issue, and that the Islamic Republic of Iran wants nothing more than a strong and united Iraq, and only then can they be very effective in combating terrorism. Also touched on terrorist groups in Nigeria and Boko Haram, and again reiterate the importance of being united, standing against terrorism as the Islamic Republic does. On the continued talks, the P5 plus one talks, she says basically we have to wait and see. Things are moving on in a professional atmosphere. But she again asked the media not to really just create news or based on rumor, just wait until a final resolution has come out and then comments can be made, because there are a lot of rumors now. And again, reiterated that the Islamic Republic of Iran's team would definitely always stand up for Iran's right and not cross the red lines. That has been a somewhat of a summary, short summary on the press conference over at the Foreign Ministry.